Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 10, Critical Cyber Threats. Critical cyber threats are those that, if carried out, could have a debilitating effect on an organization or even a country. In the case of a country, it could negatively impact aspects such as security, national economic security, and national public health. Critical cyber threats. As mentioned above, these cyber threats are not designed to temporarily disable an organization, but completely destroy it. To give you an idea of the magnitude of such an attack, again using a country as an example, according to the Department of Homeland Security, some of the critical infrastructures of a country that can be demolished as a result include energy, defense, transportation, food and agriculture, emergency services, communications, water and wastewater, manufacturing, chemical, commercial facilities, dams, finance, healthcare, government facilities, nuclear facilities.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Cyber terrorism is cyber threats or attacks on a large scale. These acts are designed to terrorize the internet as a whole or entire computer networks. This is done by tools such as spreading viruses to computers. Examples of cyber terrorism include: in 1996, a computer hacker allegedly associated with the white supremacist movement temporarily disabled a Massachusetts ISP and damaged part of the ISP's record-keeping system. The ISP had attempted to stop the hacker from sending out worldwide racist messages under the ISP's name. The hacker signed off with the threat, "You have yet to see true electronic terrorism. This is a promise." In 1998, Spanish protesters bombarded the Institute for Global Communications, IGC, with thousands of bogus email messages. Email was tied up and undeliverable to the ISP's users, and support lines were tied up with people who couldn't get their email.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
The protesters also spammed IGC staff and member accounts, clogged their webpage with bogus credit card orders, and threatened to employ the same tactics against organizations using IGC services. They demanded that IGC stop hosting the website for the Euskal Herria Journal, a New York-based publication supporting Basque independence. Protesters said IGC supported terrorism because a section on the webpages contained materials on the terrorist group ETA, which claimed responsibility for assassinations of Spanish political and security officials, and attacks on military installations. IGC finally relented and pulled the site because of the mail bombings. Cyber warfare. Cyber warfare is a means of war against another state or country to damage that other state or country's information networks. Many times this is carried out via computer viruses or denial-of-service attacks. Examples of cyber warfare include: in 1998, the United States
created
hacked
with free
into
Serbia's air
defense
use.
System to compromise air traffic control and facilitate the bombing of Serbian targets. In 2007, in Estonia, a botnet of over a million computers brought down government, business, and media websites across the country. The attack was suspected to have originated in Russia, motivated by political tension between the two countries. In 2009, a cyber spy network called GhostNet accessed confidential information belonging to both governmental and private organizations in over 100 countries around the world. GhostNet was reported to originate in China, although that country denied responsibility. Cyber espionage. The purpose of cyber espionage is to obtain the secrets of another without their permission. The perpetrator of the espionage is typically trying to acquire sensitive, proprietary, or classified information. This can be committed against anyone from an individual to a company to a country. The information will be used as an advantage against the
created
one from
whom the information
was
stolen. Created with free version for
non-commercial use. It can be accomplished through means such as cracking, trojans, and the installation of spyware. Examples of cyber espionage include: the Wall Street Journal reported that unnamed government officials told the Wall Street Journal that cyber spies from China and Russia had broken into computer systems used by companies maintaining the three North American electrical grids. Canadian researchers revealed in late March that a cyber spy network based in China had broken into diplomatic computer systems involving 103 different countries. Beijing denied any official involvement, but the investigation had begun when the Dalai Lama, Tibet's leader in exile, noticed that sensitive documents from his own PCs had turned up in Chinese hands. Case study. In the past few weeks, Lucky's Cleaners has been receiving harassing emails from a local competitor that says they are going to ruin Lucky's reputation and run them out of business. Martha, the owner, is concerned that they may badmouth them
with
to prospective
free version
clients
for non-commercial
and
use.
May even do something to their computer system that will negatively impact business without them knowing it. Martha sits down with Robert, the cleaner's manager, to discuss what is going on and what they can do to fix the problem.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.